Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's 10 minutes after 5. Welcome to your favorite morning radio program. Got a lot of things we're going to be covering today. If you didn't know, a little bit of a change for the show today and the rest of this week. Phone lines are going to be open during the entire program. You can call in anytime you like, 715-845-2155. I know 5 o'clock in the morning is a little early to start hitting on the heavy issues, but there's a couple local things that I really want to talk about. First of all, Hainish going to jail. I now am done talking about this issue, as far as I'm concerned. You may disagree with the sentencing. You may disagree with how long it took, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. The wheels of justice, as slowly as they have turned, are done. She is going to prison. She'll be there for a while. That's what the legal system has determined. That's it. We're done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm glad she went to jail, though. I was, if she had gotten off with, you know, additional probation or house arrest or something of that nature, I don't think that would have been justice served. For the crimes that she committed, as far as I can tell, it appears that her sentencing is keeping in line with what is standard punishment. How long it's taken, whether, you know, there's questions of whether or not she was given a little special attention because of being the former sheriff's wife. Yeah, you know, possibly. This is something that we need to pay attention to if and when another high-profile individual gets arrested, like Tom. If he gets busted, will he get special treatment in the jail? We don't know. Well, you know, he'll get some kind of special treatment. The, you know what I'm saying?
I did a story once on the jail, and I actually went there as part of the story and got my mugshot taken just to go through the procedure to see what it was like.
That's the story you're wanting us to report.
I've never been arrested.
You're wanting us to say, oh, the mugshot you see was taken voluntarily.
I wonder if they still have that, if they keep that or if they... it's a fairly...
How long ago was this?
Long time ago.
So you had hair.
I had a little more hair than I have now.
A little more hair.
You may not recognize me. I must have had a mustache back
then,
too.
A mustache? Yeah. Had a cigarette dangling from your face? did you get any prison tats while you were there?
No. I wasn't there that long. But even knowing that I was walking out of there to have lunch, when you hear those bars start, those doors start clanging, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though I knew I was walking out, you know?
Well.
When you know you're not walking out, that's got to be just a... The pit of your stomach just has to sink.
There's a new movie coming out. I can't remember who the star is. I can't remember who the star is. Is it Stallone? He plays a guy that breaks out of prisons. He's like the prisoner that can't be kept, and he agrees to go into this high security prison to test. You know, he's hired as a consultant.
Uh huh.
You know, after whatever, and he agrees to go into this high-security prison in order to test their security. But the problem is it's a setup, and they find out that he is actually a wanted prisoner for many, and he's really in jail. So you get the
They're
whole
not
idea.
They're not going to let
him out. Yeah, exactly. So, and when I saw the preview for that, I got that pit in my stomach of like, oh, Lord, can you imagine going into – can you imagine? You went in to do this story. They lock you down. And all of a sudden, the one person in the jail system that knows that you're there as a reporter dies of a heart attack. Boom, gone.
And you get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, and you're like, hey, by the way, my name's Tom. I'm a reporter for WSAU.
Sure
I'm here.
You are.
Sure you are, sport model. You know, why don't you just shut up? And
Hopefully somebody from the station would remember I was there and come looking for me eventually.
No. It'd be like, hey, man, have you seen Tom lately? No,
right,
I think
he's
on vacation.
The next time that we do a story like that, you can be the guinea pig.
No, I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, no, I'm not. No. You know, it'd be my luck. I'd be in there, again, in lockdown, and people would be like, oh, see how it feels? And somebody in the background is going on a computer. Clickety, 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 clickety. Oh, look at this.
An outstanding warrant from Florida.
Oh, look at this.
That's right. The statute of limitations hasn't run out on all of those stories he's been telling on the radio.
Oh, clickety, clickety, clickety. Look at that. Look at the people he associated with.
Oh,
clickety, 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 clickety. Well, I can just say, you in some trouble now, boy. Well, anyway, so there's that. All right, and then the other thing that I want to hit on that is it's a very serious story. A tragedy surrounds this in every aspect you can think of. There's nothing good that has come out of this at all. It's the former Wisconsin Rapids officer that apparently killed himself. Stephen Lowe, former Wisconsin Rapids cop that was under investigation for child sex crimes, apparently is taking his own life. Coward. This was an individual that was lower than the lowest form of scum on the planet for having anything to do with child sex crimes. I believe if he had been found guilty, I believe the death penalty would have been warranted. Well, obviously, you know, his conscience and his issues got the better of him. Now, we don't know all the issues of what exactly has happened. That will be released as, obviously, a coroner's report is set up and so forth. But taking his own life, it angers me. First of all, an individual destroys children's lives by being a predator and then is a coward and takes his own life, doesn't stand trial, and doesn't undergo. Now, I'm not sure how you believe as far as justice after death. I personally believe that he is receiving the fair treatment that he deserves, if you know what I mean. Yes, I know 5 a.m. is awfully early to start that kind of a conversation, but it's one of those that is just brutally important and deserves conversation, and one we are going to talk about in upcoming shows at a later time. There's a lot of information that we're gathering, a lot of people that we're talking to. There's things that need to be changed in the legal system of our area regarding these dirtbags that prey on children. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I like people watching, mostly this one woman. Yeah. I'm doing them one at a time. From behind bushes and stuff, you know. I think surprise parties are weird because people jump up and they yell the word surprise at the party. I came home to my house and you guys emerged from my furniture. You don't have to tell me how to feel. I don't need like a hint from the group, you know? It's not like if you yell out another feeling, I'm gonna have that one instead. I come home and everybody jumps up. Confidence! Oh, all right, yeah. Damn right, I feel great. Got to spend an hour at the party answering questions like, hey, so were you really confident when we jumped up and yelled out confidence? Yeah, I wasn't faking. I had no idea. I was confident. I mean, I came in feeling kind of lousy about myself, and I felt, yeah, really self-assured. It's a great confidence party. I'm so glad you guys threw it for me.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.